President Trump's actions are having an impact in Senate and House races across the country. Let's go to Michigan now for this week's Here and Now District Profile, looking at House races ahead of the election. There is a competitive race in the 3rd congressional district there, where Republican Peter Meyer is running against Democrat Hillary Scolton to fill the seat of Congressman Justin Amash. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer joins us from Grand Rapids. Dustin, first of all, how is the news about the pandemic and the president going over where you are?
Well, there's a lot of local things happening here in Michigan that I think in some ways overshadow what's happening with the president. Just last week, we had a state Supreme Court decision that affected the governor's emergency order for how people in Michigan would behave. So I think top of mind for most people in Michigan are these local issues more so than the national issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about the 3rd congressional district. Justin Amash was a Republican. Then he left the party, very famously voted for the impeachment of President Trump. Can you describe the district for us and how it usually votes?
Well, the district includes the area around Grand Rapids, which is the 2nd largest city in Michigan. It's on the west side of Michigan. The district has been traditionally a Republican district, not just traditionally, but going back 100 years, only one other Democrat has held this seat in the past 100 years. That was Richard van der Veen, who won election here in a special election after Gerald Ford ascended to the vice presidency. So there's a long history of Republicans winning this area, and it's a toss-up really for the first time in anyone's memory around here.
Now, the Republican candidate this time around is Peter Meyer, and I will say that he is a member of the Meyer family. I remember when I was a kid in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, going to Meyer to play Meyer Tag, because it's like a huge Walmart, basically. Peter Meyer is an Army veteran. Here's an ad that he put out this summer.
Hey, everybody, it's Peter Meyer here. I'm a Republican running for Congress in West Michigan, and I hope to earn your vote. Limited government, economic freedom, and individual liberty. These are the foundations upon which all of our country's success is built. And they're also the foundation that we can use to solve the problems of today and tackle the challenges of tomorrow.
What is he running on, and what are the big issues that he's talking about?
Well, Peter Meyer, that's M-E-I-J-E-R, as folks in the Midwest will know. He is running on his record of service in the military and really running on a lot of traditional Republican, what we would have thought of before Donald Trump, traditional Republican values of limited government, of balanced budgets. He's really talking a lot like, say, Mitt Romney, who ran for the presidency and did very well in Kent County in 2012 by appealing to voters.
Does Meyer talk about President Trump at all? Does he get asked about President Trump?
There's a difference between how he talked about him in the primary and how he talked about him at the most recent debate with Scolton. In the primary, he was embracing him much more. The only criticism he really leveled at Trump was that he wasn't so happy about the government spending that's happened under Trump. More recently, in the latest debate with Scolton, he said he would have no problem disagreeing with President Trump and going against President Trump. But he's really not focused on Trump, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but Hillary Scolton is trying to make more of a connection between him and Trump, and particularly around the area of health care and what would happen with the Affordable Care Act.
Hillary Scolton worked at the Department of Justice under President Obama. Here's a recent ad from her.
My faith is what calls me to serve, what led me to the Department of Justice and back home to West Michigan. In Congress, I'll defend Michigan jobs, protect our water, and people with pre-existing conditions.
Tell us more about Scolton and what she's been campaigning on.
She put the faith part really forward. She is a Christian and talks about that a lot. That is something that many people in this area are religious and identify as Christian. So that is one way that she has sort of tried to cross over with certain voters. She also says she grew up Republican. At the last debate, she mentioned she didn't even know any Democrats until she was a senior in high school. So she's really talking a lot about sort of shared values. And in addition to talking about her faith, she's really talking about health care. She says that's the thing that people bring up most to her when they meet her in person, is talking about what will happen with the Affordable Care Act. So those are really her top issues that she's talking about.
And are there polls, and what do they say?
The polls say it's close. If you talk to a lot of the pundits and a lot of the people who track these types of races, it's really a toss-up. In particular, the Scolton campaign cites some internal polling where they claim they're actually ahead, which would really be surprising because, as I said, a Democrat hasn't held this seat since Watergate.
That is Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids. Dustin, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.